Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The Temcast has finally returned. Yes, indeed. As you all know, the past month has been very, very rough. No pun intended. Because, well, this controversy basically has been in the news like everywhere in the past couple of weeks, right? I think everybody knows about this. The controversy with the Temcast studio bathrooms. Costello, and I'm not going to single out Costello because I've talked to him. I don't think he's the main perpetrator here, but there's a stigma against the furry community within the GBA temp staff. I guess everybody has been able to see that due to their actions, or rather inactions, that they have taken against our community. Basically, we, a group of furries who are working in the Temcast studio, not me specifically, but we need special facilities to conduct our toilet activities. I think, I don't know how else to say it, a cat can't use a urinal. It's impossible. And we need to be accustomed for this. And so we threatened, either you give us a litter box at least in the studio, or we're just going to shit on the floor. That's what we're going to do. Because, okay, I might look like a human, but inside I feel. And Steven feels the same way as me. And Eric and Krista, like, I'm actually a Colorado Wildcat. I don't know if you guys know this, but you probably can't because we don't have cameras still. You can't see me through my fursuit. And Steven, as you all know, he's in a Mewtwo suit. So I don't even know how Mewtwo takes a piss. he probably does it like, does he sit? I don't know. We have to ask Steven this, but what I know is that he can't use like a normal human toilet. So he's going to shit on the floor unless our demands are met. Otherwise, we can't work in these conditions. And so like all of us decided not to record any Temcasts until this issue is fixed. It's basically like when Top Gear, when Richard Hammond, or Clarkson was fired from the BBC, right? And then everybody else left alongside him. That's basically what happened with the Temcast, because Costello didn't want to put a litter box for me. I am glad to announce that just a couple of hours ago, I finally had a phone conversation with Costello, and we are negotiating, I repeat, negotiating the addition of a litter box in our studio. So, yes. And you know what? If you're actually listening to this podcast, that means that the litter box is in the studio and the episode is published. So, yay. Of course,
this is a beautiful day.
Yeah, but of course, that's not enough. We're going to have to add like some kind of, I don't know, psychic toilet for Steven. I don't even know about Eric, though. I mean, his persona is a lawyer. So how do lawyers take shit?
It usually comes out of their mouths. Zing.
But anyways, yeah, if that didn't happen, if Costello, who, by the way, considers himself to be a lion, I don't know if you guys noticed that, but kind of paradoxical how he decided not to, you know, support our cause. But yeah, if that didn't happen, then, you know, the Temcast would have been canceled completely and never happen again. I wonder what else has been canceled lately.
Oh, E3 2022 was canceled. Now, it's important to note that the ESA has not announced what reason they canceled it for. Some people think it's because of COVID. I think it's probably more due to a litter box type situation myself, but I don't know for sure. But the it had been planned to be a digital event like it was last year, and they just announced that they're going to cancel it, and it's not going to be going ahead at all, and they're going to do a digital and a physical event in 2023.
Oh, so they're not like completely scrapping it. They're going to do it in next year, right?
They're, well, I mean, that's the plan. Who knows if they'll end up doing this.
Dude, that's weird that they're not even doing like a digital one. Huh.
The digital event last year was pretty useless, honestly. I was signed up for it, and it was easier to just get news from other websites rather than try to navigate their shitty UI and these bizarre like events that weren't really events. Like, I don't know, it was just not intuitive, and it didn't really seem to help much. Like, you were basically just getting press releases the same way you would in, you know, from a newsletter or a press inbox or something. So I don't think they really figured out what a digital event is supposed to be.
It's kind of sad, actually. What wasn't the first like E3 during COVID also canceled? Am I remembering things correctly? Did E3 2020 happen?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And weren't they running out of money or something? Wasn't it like not profitable anymore? I don't think it ever was profitable.
Huh. No, so there was nothing that happened. There wasn't even a digital event for 2020. And then the 2021 was all digital and really went nowhere. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm skeptical if anything is even going to go ahead. I don't think this is really going to make a difference for this year, because so many companies just hold their own digital events anyway, yeah. And you don't need E3 like you used to. I mean, I think people have thought for a while that E3 was dying, and this is really, I mean, it's sped it up, but I don't think it's really ever going to come back.
There's only one good reason for E3 to be live and to be real.
Memes?
Well, yes, but also cringe performances.
Ooh, you're right.
People forgetting their lines, people like just being nervous on stage. Oh my God, yeah. Those useless like Usher coming in to like dance to Just Dance 28 or something. Yeah, that's
what I was gonna say, was the celebrity guests that don't know why they're there are my favorite.
Oh my God, yes.
When they announced the Beatles Rock Band and Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr came out and they were like, oh, we're androids, and then they walked off screen. Or walked off stage. Yes. That was a good one. That was a really cringy, bad celebrity cameo.
To this day, the best one is the Konami 2010 preference. What's it called? Press conference.
Press conference?
I'm retarded. Sorry. Not Tokyo. Oh my God. The Konami 2010 press conference is just 30 minutes of the best cringe content you will ever see. It's so bad. It's so unprofessional. And it's so claustrophobic. They chose this venue that's like the size of my room, basically. And people just are standing there cramped to looking at like a small projector screen at like, I don't know, like in a classroom or something. It's great. Check it out. That's what I want. I don't want these stupid pre-recorded, everything's perfectly, you know, in sync. I don't want that. I need a human element. I need somebody getting super nervous with their puppet, you know, trying to show it and, you know, shaking around like, you know, that's what I need.
Yeah, the pre-recorded stuff, I think it's even less that it's pre-recorded and more so that the companies are completely in control of the environment. I think struggling to move their whole presentation to LA or wherever they held E3 always made those performances so awkward and horrible.
Yeah.
And I do kind of miss that. They were always fun.
And so, yeah, like E3, man, it's whoa. Did you just see what they posted on Twitter, the ESA?
No, what's up?
We are glad to announce that E3 2020 is happening, and it will be live, and it will be hosted in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Really? The 2020 E3?
2022. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's...
It's a bold choice.
Yeah. Damn.
I mean, you will get a certain different kind of performance, I think. I don't know that it'll be as funny as some of the previous ones we were talking about, but it'll definitely be... That would make for some interesting presentations.
You think Activision is going to show their new Call of Duty?
That one? Yeah. Probably not. That probably wouldn't go over well.
You think they're going to showcase...
Maybe if they did another Cold War.
You think they're going to showcase some new maps for Warzone based off of Ukrainian cities? You know, something that they actually fucking did?
Did they really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, one Call of Duty game. I don't know which one, but I remember seeing this being in shock. It had the center of Donetsk, basically, as a playable map.
When did this happen? Was this, like, recent?
I don't know. Just Google. I'm going to Google it right now. Call of Duty Donetsk. Call of Duty Donetsk map. Yeah, it's real. It's got the stadium and the airport. Oh, they have the airport? What? That's like a fucking national tragedy. That is so... Oh, no. Just to give you like some kind of fucking context, this is like if Call of Duty had a 9/11 map, like where you're on top of the fucking towers and you have like you have to accomplish like some kind of mission before they fall. That's the same thing with this. It's so
It would weird. Be like if there was a map on the like little man or the little boy bomb as it drops down to Nagasaki.
Oh my god, yeah, like you have 5 minutes to accomplish all your tasks, capture the point. What? Oh no, that is...
So that was back in October of 2020.
Yeah.
That happened, but still, yeah.
I guess it made sense because it was like 8 years after, no, 6 years after the war began and then turned into like a frozen conflict, basically. But now that it's...
But that's not that long.
Yeah. It's really not. I don't remember like any 9/11 games in 2007. I don't... I missed that part of...
Yeah, they're
of
still
modern,
not doing them.
I missed that part of Modern Warfare 1. But...
Actually, well, I guess they did do a lot of games set in the Middle East based on those wars, and that was probably within 6 years.
The same thing.
No, it's not, but...
It's like, it's okay if it's a third world country.
Man, that's... I don't know. We're getting off topic. I don't even know if we should get into it.
You know, it's weird seeing a city that I've been to turn into a Call of Duty map. You know what's even weirder to see? Ocarina of Time on the PC.
Whoa, that's crazy. How is that possible?
I don't know. That's a Nintendo 64 game. It's not supposed to be on the computer. What are you doing? Get out of here.
So basically, that game, it was decompiled. It wasn't decompiled. It was reverse engineered so that... some team had its source code, and of course people went to work on a PC port. There's a couple different ones out, but the main one that I've seen people talk about is this one called Ship of Harkinian. And it's basically exactly what you think it is. It's a port of Ocarina of Time that runs natively on PC. And this happened a few years ago with Mario 64, and it led to that game getting native Switch ports and Android and, you know, PC, yeah. I think even like to some older consoles, maybe. And it also led to a lot of mods. So you can play that game in, you know, 4K HD with ray tracing at 60 FPS. So none of that is out, is like, you know, really ready yet for Ocarina of Time, but we'll probably be seeing that sooner rather than later, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that people now can play like the inferior version of Ocarina of Time like natively on the PC. That's actually pretty cool. They might add some kind of mods to it, like give it RTX lighting. That's a possibility that can be done. But
yeah,
I don't think the RTX lighting in Mario 64 looks good.
I haven't seen it actually. I've only ever used the HD texture packs and the 60 FPS, which I think both work.
But the problem with that, with those old games, with adding like RTX, is that like the lighting wasn't existent in those games in the first place. So like all the textures are made like to be lit to give an illusion that it's lit in a specific way, but there's like no lighting element in those games. It's just all polygons. So yeah, there's like nothing that can cast a shadow there. All the shadows are just transparent PNGs.
And it just doesn't
add much other than nice reflections to water, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm always so miserable in any water level anyway. I don't care how it works, how it looks.
I don't know. There's a good water levels in games.
Not in Mario 64.
What's a good water level in games? In any game.
I like Jolly Roger's Lagoon and Banjo-Tooie.
Never played that. No, I'm not a rare guy.
No.
I'm a common man.
Hey-o.
That's too slow.
Speaking of Zelda news, by the way, Breath of the Wild 2 also got delayed back to spring 2023.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they're delaying it because they want it to come out with along with the new Switch? No.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that would be 6 years after the Switch came out. It's hard to say. I don't know. Nintendo might let it go a little bit longer than that. I guess that's pretty standard for Nintendo. The Wii was out for 6 years. The Wii U was out for 4.5, but that doesn't really count. GameCube was 5.
Yeah. It might be.
Yeah.
It might be. But they're not going to, like, it's going to be a Switch thing. It's not going to be like, oh, this is the Nintendo. This is the Nintendo Vivo. Whatever.
Oh, you think it'll be like a Switch OLED, like, incremental upgrade, not like a brand new Switch?
It's going to be like the Nintendo 3DS. It's going to be the new 3DS, which more CPU, more GPU, more RAM.
Same right. Yeah, maybe.
We talked about this like a billion times already. Why? Well, if you're on episode, what is this, 83?
75.
Oh, we're getting so close.
Yeah.
And you haven't listened to like a single like discussion about the Switch, the sequel, whatever. Dude, do some backlogging. Check out Tempcast episode 3 or something. I don't know.
I think it was 3 that we talked about it.
Yeah. That's the episode we started running out of ideas, basically. When we started talking about Switch theories.
Well, to be fair, I mean, these Switch 2 rumors have been going around since, like, 2019, and they're all usually the same thing, which I guess indicates something, but who the fuck knows when we'll actually see one.
I heard they actually were supposed to release it this year, but they couldn't get, like, some kind of... To make the chip, you need Neon, right? And they actually, Nintendo bought Neon from Russia. And so they can't make any new Switch chipsets. That's what I heard.
It's terrible. It could be. You never know. We need to stop being so dependent on foreign Neon, if you ask me.
We gotta domesticate Neon production. We gotta start doing that right now. We gotta create Neon. How do you even make a Neon? I don't know. Just confiscate all the Neon signs. Take it out. Come on. It's not the 80s anymore. It's over. Take them. Extract the Neon. Bam. You got the new Switch. Thank you.
Boom. Can't wait.
You know.
Breath of the Wild 2.
You're talking about the Switch and stuff, but like... What else other than the Switch is there? Like, this is so bad. What else other than... What kind of consoles exist other than the Switch. Is the PlayStation real?
It is. Not only is the PlayStation 5 real, but so is the PlayStation 1, 2, 3, and 4. And with a revamp to the PlayStation Plus service, you can play games from all of those consoles on your PS5.
Natively?
Well, you will be able to. Starting,
that's amazing.
Starting in June. I don't know if it's... I mean, I assume it's like a little built-in emulator or something.
Nice. But still. I can finally emulate PS3 games on my PS5. Nice.
Do you know if PS Plus exists in your in your
No.
That's a bummer. Because I remember we looked into PS Now once.
Oh, no. PS Plus? Like, yeah, that exists. Yeah, sure. Oh,
okay. So you'll be able to get this because they said in regions that don't have PS Now, they're going to get a different version. Well, you know, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. sorry. Yeah, so Sony announced that they're going to revamp the PS Plus program. And this is basically their competitor to Game Pass. So it's going to be split into three tiers. There's the Essential tier, which is the same as what you get now. You get a couple games every month. You get online play. And that's $10 a month. For $15, you can download a library of PS4 and 5 games. And for $18, you can download or stream a library of PS1, 2, 3, PSP, PS4, PS5 games. And you get some extra timed trials.
Nice.
And yeah, so it's kind of an interesting competitor to Game Pass. Monthly, it's more expensive. $18 a month is a lot. I think Game Pass Ultimate is only $15 a month. But Jim Ryan has said that if you buy yearly, it works out to about $10 a month. And he says that most of their people buy yearly. I don't know why he's making it so lopsided in one direction, but whatever. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's a pretty cool new system. It's, I don't know, it's not, doesn't seem like it's going to kill Game Pass or anything. The big difference between the two is that Game Pass, or well, Microsoft will put out their first-party games on Game Pass day and date with the release. Sony said that they're not going to do that. They basically think it'll cost them too much money and it won't make their investment in their first-party games worth it, so they're not going to do it. So whereas you might get, you know, Halo Infinite first day on Game Pass, you're not going to get the new God of War, the new Spider-Man or whatever first day on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if you don't know this. You might, but you probably don't because you didn't say anything about it when I said it. PlayStation 5 isn't getting native PlayStation 3 games or through emulation. It's all streamed.
Yeah, it is.
That sucks so much, dick. That's no, that's not. How is it that a couple of well-dedicated developers, fans, are able to make like a PS3 emulator that actually somewhat works, right? But like PlayStation, like Sony, they can't just find like $1 million, give it to a group of people, give it to these same people. And just give them like one PS5 developer unit and just make a PS3 emulator for that. Is that difficult? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a developer. The only thing I can code is Hello World and f***ing Pascal. So if there are any developers listening to this, first of all, why? Second, can you tell me, is that possible? The PS5 can definitely emulate the PS3. That's not even a question anymore. I think that's possible, right? Like PCs in fucking 2015 were able to do that. So this shouldn't be like that far off, right? I guess.
No, you wouldn't think so. Yeah, I don't know why it's something that Sony is so reticent to do, especially because, yeah, you're right. I wasn't clear on that. The PS1, 2, and PSP games, you can download and play. The PS3 games have to be streamed.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
It is, yeah.
There's so many good PS3 games, like Metal Gear Solid 4.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Guns of the Patriots.
Every good PS3 game is an HD version of a PS2 game, basically.
I mean, Wasn't Red Dead Redemption? That's not a PS3 exclusive. You can play that on the
360 or PC.
Or
I think it's on PC.
No, you can't. No, it never came out to PC. Red Dead Redemption 2 did, but not the original.
Okay.
I think you can. That's why I like Microsoft. They have like serious like backwards compatibility on their consoles. Like the best way to play the Metal Gear Solid HD collection is literally on an Xbox.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Microsoft does a lot of upscaling and stuff on their old games. Plus, it's actual backwards compatibility. If you bought those games digitally, you can still access them. If you have a disc, you can put it into your console and it'll basically download a digital copy, and that disc acts as a key. With the PlayStation stuff, you have to always be subscribed to this service.
Yeah.
Which is kind of dumb, because there were digital sales of these games on the PS3. They would still be tied to your account. In theory, you should be able to just download them, but they make you pay a monthly fee anyway.
I don't like this. I don't like not everything should be a subscription service. Am I the only one who thinks that? Like,
I don't think so. I think a lot of people are resistant to subscription services, especially for stuff they already own, but companies know they can get away with it because people, if they don't have any other option, people will do it. And why not keep collecting off people monthly instead of just having them pay once? Especially if they made that one payment in, 2006, and now they still want the game they bought then.
Yeah.
It is frustrating. There was even a quote from Jim Ryan talking about how he thought that subscription services wouldn't be... Jim Ryan is the CEO of PlayStation.
I know who Jim Ryan is.
I apologize. There's listeners, in theory. I don't know if there actually is, but I like to pretend there are. There was a quote from him talking about how subscription services aren't, the future of consoles, and like they're a building block, but they're not going to be everything. He was talking about how he thought live service games are really where the industry is headed, and that I think Sony is planning to launch 10 different live service games within the next 5 years. In the next 4 years. And that's why they bought Bungie, was because Bungie has experience with that. So it's like they don't even want a subscription for your old games. They want you to pay subscriptions for each individual game that you're playing. And it's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It's so frustrating because, like, honestly, this PS5 stuff, finding a PS5, it's such a journey. It takes so much time. Sometimes you don't even know what you're looking for. What even is a PS5? I've been told that the PS5 is what everybody wants, but what is it? Have you seen it? Can you describe it? No. And this has been boggling my mind for such a long time. They actually made a Japanese manga out of it. It's called One Piece. It's about a kid who's just like me. He can like make his arms longer or something. I don't know. And he's looking for. They couldn't get the rights for the PS5, so they call it the One Piece because it's one console, One Piece. Right. Yeah. So they're looking for the One Piece. That's, I think, Alexander can confirm that's what One Piece is about. It's about a guy trying to find a PS5. I think that's what it's pretty much about.
That is basically what it is, yeah.
And guess what? Now you can be Luffy from One Piece, because they're making a new One Piece game, and it's RPG, and we're only talking about it because we ran out of other topics to talk about. So, Steven, what do you think about Oni Pig, the RPG?
I know literally nothing about One Piece. I know that it's a pirate, and he's looking for a PS5, and that's about it.
But didn't you write the article for that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
You just assumed. No.
I'm sorry. I thought that you did.
I don't know jack shit about this.
It was Imagine Cuban. Why did I even think that was you? Okay, that's awkward.
It looks nice. I'm looking at the screenshots here. It's a very pretty looking game.
Dude, what is it? What is it with everybody making open world games that look just like Breath of the Wild? I get like a Breath of the Wild feel from this screenshot. Don't you get it? Like the same thing?
Yeah, I can see what you mean. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Breath of the Wild was big. I think it's natural for the industry to kind of chase it. I guess One Piece maybe fits it. They could probably do like a Wind Waker kind of vibe combined with Breath of the Wild, where it's, I imagine you sail a lot.
Oh my god, there's feet in this game. I saw like feet. Wait. I'm looking at the trailer right now, and 1 minute, 41 seconds. Oh my god, there's feet. There's feet in the... I'm going to send you a screenshot right now.
Oh my god, there's fucking enormous feet, I just saw it.
Wow, that's some... Those some nice souls, if you know what I mean. anyways. You know, it would be fun if we had, like, Eric Zander here, but he's too busy practicing the law on his girlfriend right now, so can't, like, have him on right now. Because, you know, Eric Zander, his life, it's just so chaotic right now. But, yeah, Eric Zander, please come back. We need you. We need a... Like, what the fuck are we even supposed to do here? Seriously, what are we going to be talking about the fucking One Piece game? We don't know even shit about One Piece. I know One Piece has it's pirates, it's Luffy, he ate a gum and became like
stretchy
fucking Reed Richards shit going on there.
Oh yeah.
And there's the redhead with big tits. That's all I know about One Piece. And yeah, check out One Piece Odyssey. Oh, it's called Odyssey. That's kind of...
Wow, they're really just fucking taking everything from Nintendo, aren't they?
I think maybe it's a reference to the Greek Odyssey. Homer's Odyssey. It's a
reference to Nintendo.
Might be. What else do we talk about? So there's there nothing... What is this? What is this? There's nothing to talk about. There's... No. We can talk about some reviews. Like, the biggest review we've had is for a Wolverine 1-6 scale figure. What? Why is this on GBA Temp? They made a figure out of a meme?
They made a figure out of the Wolverine meme where he's laying in bed and caressing a photo longingly. And we reviewed it.
The Wolverine is actually articulated. I didn't know that. Oh, I'm seeing that figurine has bad like molding, you know, injection molding, how it has like these seams, you know?
Yeah.
It's on image 5 out of 7 on the review. If you can see that, like on his biceps, there's like this,
okay.
There's this line. Which basically means that they didn't either sand off that line.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's something you see good. In like knockoff Chinese toys. You don't see
like
that.
Ones that might be based on a meme.
I like how one of the additional heads is Morph. That's a fucking sick reference. Do you know who Morph is?
I have no idea.
Okay, so in the first episode of X-Men, the animated series, they introduce an X-Men who was never in the comics, I think. His name was Morph. And what Morph could do was, get this, morph into any X-Men.
Oh, shit.
So he's basically like a non-sexy version of Mystique. But
okay,
Morph dies in the first episode. Gets killed.
Oh.
Yeah. But the thing is, since Morph can be any X-Men, for some reason, all X-Men figures have an additional head of Morph because they can also be like a Morph figurine.
Why would Morph have his own head, though? Wouldn't he morph his head to look like anyone else?
No, that's the thing. He can like... temporarily unmorph his face to look like. Oh, okay. You see Wolverine walking around, then he morphs his face back into Morph, and it's like, oh, that's not Logan, that's fucking Morph.
Who does that for a character that was in like one scene in one episode?
I think it's like basically a meme at this point.
Okay. I guess this whole thing is a meme.
Yeah, but why is it on GBA temp? Who made this? Prance, come on. No. This is
a $200 figure too.
9 out of 10.
What? Yeah, man.
9 out of 10. What? Excuse me. This is better than Breath of the Wild, guys. If you wanted a good experience and you bought Breath of the Wild, guess what? You got fucking ripped off.
I think this is better than Elden Ring. Elden Ring was a 9.5.
No, if Elden Ring is like an 8.5, I am leaving this website. I am deleting every single temp cast. I am deleting my account. I'm on the page. I'm
Elden
on the
Ring is a 9.8.
Okay. Good. This is a good review. Good job, Scarlet Bell, also known as Scarlet. What else? I remember there was a review recently that got me pissed off.
Was it my Sucker for Love one?
No, it was a Krista one. Krista made a review that pissed me off. I don't remember what.
I reviewed Aperture Desk Job, that little like 30-minute free game that came out with the Steam Deck. Oh, nice. And people were very mad at me about it. I think I gave it like a 7.5. What? And people did exactly what you just did, where they're like, ooh, it's better than Breath of the Wild then. And I'm like, no, it's a 30-minute free game, not a 40-hour open-world RPG. They're not on the same scale.
I guess we... Oh, wait. What's the Legends Arceus review? Maybe that... Oh, that was by Krista. Maybe this was the one that pissed me off. 9.3. Okay. The Wolverine figurine is just barely worse than...
Arceus?
Yeah. Wait. Why is there two Dying Light 2 reviews?
I don't know. I saw that too. But... One isn't published, so nobody else can see that except us.
I see.
Oh, we accidentally broke embargo on it. That's what it was. Why?
Oh, you fuckers. You're going to go to jail for that. And Alexander isn't going to help you because he's in a basement right now. And the Russians aren't letting him out. They're saying he's a Nazi. And if he comes out, they'll kill him. That's what they're saying. I don't know. I don't watch the news.
Not political. Well, we're going to go check in on Alexander. Everyone listening, please send well wishes and warm regards for Alexander.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for anticipating, writing us every day. When's the Tempcast going to be back? Missed the Tempcast. I mean, the last Tempcast we made had so many views on YouTube. It garnered about, get ready for this, 48 views. Dude.
Holy shit.
48 people in anticipation for the next episode. That's insane. Like, 90% of them stopped watching after the first 30 seconds. They probably didn't like the theme song.
Nice.
Okay. But those 10 viewers, guess what? We're back, baby.
We're back. We're
full throttle. No bars held against... what's the saying? What's the saying?
No holds barred?
Yeah, something like that. Whatever. Anyways, there's a defect on the polarization filter on my monitor. I just noticed that. Oh, no. Okay. Anyways, good night, guys. Love you guys. See you next week.